And you're listening to Soul Sandwich right now.
Yeah. Ola and I are back. This is Rohit Joseph coming to you live. We back. I've been away for a little bit.
A long time.
I know. Ola's been holding down the fort, and thankfully he's been doing a really good job of that. But yo, we got lots to talk about today, and we got some guests in the studio. We're going to be introducing them one by one. So starting with my man on the left.
John Woodside.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, John Woodside? And then the man to his left.
Hey, I'm Sam. How's it going?
Yeah, and then the man to that man's left.
The leftist man, Jordy Irving.
Oh,
leftist.
Saving the leftist for the lastest. Yeah, yeah. And I don't mean that in a political sense. Although Jordy is a bit of a hidden communist, we all know that.
Commie.
Look at that beard. If you see, the thing is, you can't see this wonderful brown, luscious beard, but it definitely puts Karl Marx Trotsky to shame. And Trotsky, I don't think he even got. Did he even have a beard? No.
I didn't think about Karl Marx.
He was Trotsky was a stash man.
Oh, yeah. He was stash.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah, like Jordy's also got the stash with his beard.
I do the double. I've got the stash with the beard. this beard, we realized today, is a unit of time. It equals to 1 year.
Yeah, so it's actually been a year since you started it.
So this year I'm turning 25 beards old, according to this beard on my face right now.
Yeah, it takes him about 1 year to grow the beard to, like, well, how many inches of...
I don't measure it.
You don't measure it. Nah, it's its own measure. It's its own thing. But yeah, so we got like, some cool peeps in the studio. Today's themes, we got two themes going.
Yeah, we got two themes.
And they intersect quite well. Ola, what's the first one?
Okay, so it's February, right? So I guess you guys all know what month it is. I'm just fucking speaking to the audience. It's Black History Month, this is the month where we kind of like go through history and try to like figure out who are like the really iconic and important people that are kind of forgotten in history. So that's the first one. So we're gonna like look for like Black excellence and like hip hop and raps and stuff in our playlist. And second one. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, and I mean, this kind of intersects, unfortunately, with Black History Month, and this is Grammy snubs. So there's a history of the Grammys snubbing artists of color, particularly
Tupac,
Black Kendrick, Black Americans. Yeah. and not just hip hop artists though,
just generally people of color. Like, it's just basically been like very Eurocentric ish, American centric, white American centric. I keep saying that. But that's basically what it is.
Yeah, but we're gonna play. But you know what? There's also been Grammy snubs of people who are also awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And not,
exactly.
Of color,
yeah, but I always forgot that we don't only have Black people. I forgot to mention that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, but like the thing is like. We got like both of those themes kind of intersecting because a lot of people felt that Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly should have won Album of the Year.
That is the greatest album of all time. I'm sorry. What did Kanye say the last time?
That was the MTV.
I'm trying to remember what he said because it was Taylor Swift that won that, right?
So Jordy seems to remember the exact quote.
Beyonce had the best video of all time.
what he
said?
You
basically did.
Thank you.
That was it.
My memory is kind of like short.
I think Kanye also expected to get nominated, even though his album literally just released. He was like, why wasn't I nominated?
I didn't even know what to call it when they were announcing the nomination.
That's the reason why, obviously. Yeah. Those
no name, no nom.
Kanye's just been like, oh, that's funny. That's funny. Nom is like French for name. Yeah. Yeah.
Bilingual jokes only in Canada.
That's some Canadiana for you. So yeah, those are the two themes running through today, and we're gonna start things off with a little bit of a revolutionary twist. My man D'Angelo actually released what I think was one of the best albums,
Black Messiah,
and it's a pretty. Pretty political album, to say the least. John, you came on the show one time when we were playing D'Angelo's Black Messiah. So you had some interesting comments to say. What are your thoughts on Black Messiah in the Grammys?
Okay, well, Black Messiah in the Grammys was, it was really well placed, but it really should have won more than it did. The last time I was here, on Soul Sandwich, we were covering protest music, and Black Messiah fit perfectly in with that. if you remember Saturday Night Live, back when that had come out, D'Angelo went on and they had Black Lives Matter shirts, chalk outlines on the ground. I mean, this is an incredibly political album. And it really means a lot, too. It was dropped at just the right time.
Perfect time, yeah.
Yeah, perfect time for it, really. And then Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly came out just a couple months later, really sort of continuing that trend.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that it was kind of like, it kind of kick-started that process of more and more black political music to protest music, really, to keep being released throughout the year.
Yeah, so
the
first, really a groundswell
yeah.
that you're starting to feel, you know?
So the first track we're going to play today off D'Angelo's Black Messiah is 1,000 Deaths, which is a pretty intense, kind of like noisy song. Like it's got like a lot of like distorted, you know, guitar riff kind of flavor to it. But it's got like it samples like two prolific speakers. I'm trying to remember who the samples are. One of them is a Nation of Islam leader. And the other was another guy named Fred Hampton, who was an activist, a Black Panther activist. So it's quite cool how he actually used those two people and their speeches to intro the track.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
very interesting. Yeah. I never actually knew that. That's probably like the best way to like sandwich, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Khalid Muhammad, that was it. And it was in a debate versus Anthony Hilder, who is some conspiracy theorist guy. So he used the Khalid Muhammad speech to intro the track, and then that flowed right into the Black Panther, Fred Hampton, who was actually assassinated not too long after that speech that he made. So this is a pretty intense, very intense political protest song. So, let's kick it right now. 1,000 Deaths by D'Angelo off Black Messiah.
Yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Another scripture says it's body would be like vine grass as though it had
We back right here on Soul Sandwich. That was 1,000 Deaths by D'Angelo off his album Black Messiah. So we also got another dope tune coming right at you, off To Pimp a Butterfly. And this might be one of my – I mean, it's so hard to pick a favorite song off that album, but I think this is a top contender.
Is it what I think it is?
It's called The Black of the Berry. Which one were you thinking?
I was thinking All Right.
I mean, that one's also good, and that one's also – we've played that actually as one of our –
I was going to think it's probably been played.
We have been playing.
I think Black Earth Berry was the first one that he used to, like, preview the album, and that was, like, when everybody was like, oh, this is different from, like, you know, his other stuff where he's rapping about, like, straight street stuff, and, like, he's just rapping about, like, you know, very conscious, oh, I'm black and I'm beautiful, you know? Like, and that's, like, you know, I think that's, like, the transformation, you know?
Black Earth Berry is a pretty angry song,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Like, it's intense.
It's pretty damn hectic.
What do you think of it, Jordy?
African American.
You're a pretty big Kendrick fan.
Yeah, no, I'm big on the album and that song in particular. I will kind of jump out of sometimes and just kind of step back because it is a good song, but it's like it's a bit much sometimes. Like I prefer, you know, how hard he goes with the flow and the repetition and stuff for All Right. You know, like some parts in that and like his message in These Walls and just like the grooves in some of the other ones. Like Thundercat did a great job with the album, and that was all stuff that. That Captain Murphy or Flying Lotus was gonna use for his album beforehand, and that he ended up just giving to Kendrick. So it's pretty intense.
That's awesome. And what about you, Sam? Are you a fan of the album to begin with?
I was a big fan of the album. I mean, I find that the things that get me coming back to songs in general are like often not even really the lyrics, like it's the rhythm and the instrumentals. So like King Kuna. Is the one that like it's so damn funky.
Oh yeah, he used a lot of G funk. Literally, G funk was like the inspiration for that. Yeah,
that was the song that I definitely found myself re-listening to over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's crazy how it's like this album that has like deep, intense like lyrics, but also has incredibly catchy beats. It's again Beatles-esque. Some Beatles songs are like. Deeply depressing, like Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Oh man, I love that song.
Yeah, yeah, like that's a song that sounds
so messed up. But
it's like
so
happy
good.
and bumping in a way, like acoustically sounds like some shit you'd sing, like you know, to your girlfriend, and then you're like, oh wait, this song is about abuse. This song is about violence.
There's an actual serial killer in this song.
Yeah, for sure. You had some.
I just wanted to say one quick thing that Jordy actually picked up on, though, with some of those really good features on it, like Thundercat and Flylo on tracks like Wesley's Theory and throughout the album, Knowledge producing the beat Mama, Bilal's feature on These Walls. I mean, one of the things that I think really stood out about that album, what makes it a great album, is that he made everyone who came onto it better too. It wasn't just this is Kendrick and this is Kendrick's album. This is Kendrick's album and I'm gonna get all these great people on it and everyone's gonna, you know, really go
and
go
they
in
fit.
On it.
Yeah,
like, yeah. They, and it was really cohesive. Exactly.
For kind sure. Of like LeBron. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes everybody better. We can have an argument about that later. No worries.
That's for another time. That's another for time, our sports brethren who do them sports talks. Well, yeah, let's kick it with the Black of the Berry. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. Sadly, did not win Album of the Year, but did win Best Rap Album, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Kendrick pretty much swept it in the rap category.
Yeah, in the rap. I mean, that was a sure bet. So yeah. We're going to play probably the most black empowerment song, like the most intensely black empowerment song off the album, The Black of the Berry. Let's kick it right here on Soul Sandwich.
Chained and you gon' bleed them. It's funny how Zulu and Dosa might go to war.
two tribal armies that want to build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with power rules, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite. Thank you.
Yo, we are back on Soul Sandwich right here. Ola and Rohit with three special guests, all of whom happen to be white males, but we're celebrating Black History Month because we got it almost balances out. You know, one brown dude, one black dude, three white dudes. That's like
I think I counted for like maybe three of them. I think I'm okay.
Yeah, for sure.
In places in Canada, this is a pretty fantastic ratio.
I mean,
no women though.
Plus, you guys are in church. Yeah, that's gotta count.
No, true.
We're in positions of power.
Yeah, true. Yeah, in this case, nice reversing of the scales. Speaking of which, Tip the Scale is our next track.
Nice segue. Huh?
Yeah, right. I just had to take my opportunity. I had to seize the moment. The Roots. Actually made that song, and it's Undone. Me and Jordy and I'd say, we're pretty big Roots fans, but John is actually the one who suggested that track. I forgot about Undone, the album.
It's a pretty good album. It's different, and I like how
it's concept album, right? Like
for sure, and it's very well thought out and planned out, and like very deliberate in like their message throughout the whole thing, and like that's a big one, you know, a little while ago that they released that was pretty. It was pretty political in the ways, and just like letting you into like the kind of like street life, you know.
It told us, if I remember it correctly, it basically focused on one character, and it just told the story of this guy, like a day in the life of, and then you know, it's just him in his neighborhood, and then eventually, of course, he, like, gets in some shit and he gets shot. Like that's just cruel.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
The way I described that wasn't doing it justice at all. But point being, like, it was a pretty raw album, a pretty real. You know, in the way it dealt with it. Tip the Scale. What can you tell us about that song, John? What made you want to pick that one out of the lot?
I just think it's a song that really gets that album. I mean, the album is so... It's so just so beautifully put together that it was hard to pick just one, but I thought Tip the Scale not only got, you know, captured the album, but I thought it would fit the show pretty well today.
Would you say that was like a microcosm of the entire album in one song? Or, I don't know.
I mean, if you can say that about an album like that, yeah.
Okay. Jordy, do you have any ideas? Any things to add to that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like the whole sort of theme of the album is that it's pretty dark. This is definitely one of the more sad songs on the album. Who's the scale? Yeah, Dice Raw on it with the vocals. Sorry, no, I had to double check.
Yeah.
But no, he does a great job, and it's just like it's a really interesting, different kind of song that they kind of toss out there, and it definitely speaks. Yeah, I'd say it speaks pretty well the whole album.
Cool. All right, let's kick it with Tip the Scale by The Roots, featuring Dice Raw off the album Undone.
Yeah.
Malcolm X, I know I'm not. Can't even talk about the rest. famous last words. You under arrest. Will I get popped tonight? It's anybody's guess, I guess. Need to stay cunning, I guess. When the cops come and need to start running, I won't make the same mistakes from my last running. You either done doing crime now or you done it. I got a brother on the run and one in. Wrote me a letter, he said, when you coming? Man, I thought the goal's to stay out. Back against the wall, to shoot your way out. Getting money's a style that never plays out. Till you win a box in your stash, money's paid out. The scales of justice ain't equally weighed out. Only two ways out, digging tunnels or digging graves out.
Homicide, suicide, heads and tails. Some think life is a living hell. Some live life just living well. I live life trying to tip the scale my way.
Yeah, played a little bit of Tipping the Scales. Tip the Scales was the song by The Roots, and Dice Raw was featured on that, so you heard some beautiful vocals from him. We write back now, and we're going to talk about a bit more about the Grammy snubs. We were just having a little discussion here. If you guys have to pick one, you think somebody who got robbed the most, in the sense that they didn't even like get nominated or something, like they didn't even... like get a chance to be on the Grammys. Who would that be in your all-time list?
Should they call in, or I don't know, people in the audience?
Is anybody? Everybody can go off. Like, who's somebody who you feel should have at least been like nominated? It doesn't have to be just this year. It could be like all time. Oh man, people! I stumped y'all with that one.
Yeah.
It doesn't. We have to like go into like our archives of like brain.
Really matter, someone Google like... Grammy snubs.
Oh man, like
I think Tupac is there. I think what's the group that Andre 3000 is in?
Oh, Outkast. The funny thing I just read about this, Outkast is the only I think hip hop act or hip hop group to actually get best album of the year.
Damn.
Yeah, with nice. It was Speaker Box. What was that?
The Art of Love, the double?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a sick album.
I can see why then. Yeah.
I mean, for 1 year, like the Grammys, like okay, fine, we can't.
Okay, we can't do this, man.
We can't argue. You're too
big
good.
Big one, Andre. Let's do our own things together.
But one of the reasons I asked that question was this group got nominated, but they've never won a Grammy Award, and this is A Tribe Called Quest. I'm talking about one of my favorite hip hop crews of all time. And the album Midnight Marauders is one of their sickest albums. Again, like it's hard to pick in their discography because it's all pretty good. But yeah, this album was the first album I listened to by A Tribe Called Quest, and I really, really dig it. And the song Steve Biko is actually about the anti-apartheid activists of the same name, Steve Biko, who was killed, unfortunately, and... the whole song is basically, again, a bit more about, like, black empowerment. The alternate title for the song is Stir It Up, so it also evokes, you know, the Wailers, Bob Marley and the Wailers, because that's one of their most famous tracks off that, off their legendary discography as well. Yeah, I mean, so you guys found anything yet, or you're raging about something yet? You've been thinking about it, contemplating, stewing on it? Tupac for you. How about you, John?
You know, the thing is that there's so many people who have put out such good music, but you kind of understand when it doesn't make the Grammys because it's sitting just under the mainstream. But it would be nice to see, you know, someone like Madlib.
Yeah.
Madlib. Oh, that's good. True. MF Doom.
Yeah, MF Doom. I was about to say MF Doom's Jay Dilla.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Definitely Jay Dilla.
Like a skill wise. He must have been nominated for something, right? Like for.
Well, he's probably been on albums that have been up.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Like, because you got him, he produced a bunch of Common in Common when he was, like, getting up and being really big.
Mm-hmm.
He was all over the place, and like right towards the end, you know, he had been doing a lot of work, and like, you know, probably would have been. Yeah. I wouldn't have doubted
him
in the future.
Probably would have broken through,
Like, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah, for sure. R.I.P. J. Dilla. It's actually the whole month has been
Dilla month.
It's been Dilla month. Yeah, that's a pretty incredible thing to have an artist who gets a whole month dedicated to him. And this is the same month where we're honoring, you know, Martin Luther King for Black History Month. So, I mean, like,
that's interesting.
Last week, Donuts turned 10 years old.
Sick.
Which was, I mean, his most incredible album. I don't know if that's fair to say, but I'm saying it. So
yeah. What do you think of people, like, I mean, this kind of goes to also, it relates to Tupac and Biggie. Like, you know, these post-mortem releases? Like, you know, it's like, oh, this is another set of tracks that, you know, J. Dilla never released. You know why he didn't release them? Because he probably didn't think they're good enough, right? I'm always wary and skeptical about, like, trying to make money, profit. You know, off like unreleased tracks.
Yeah.
It's so like what's your thoughts on that, guys?
It was like there was that Michael Jackson album that came out like 2 or 3 years ago. That it wasn't just unreleased tracks; it was half finished tracks.
Yeah, straight up.
And it was just like Justin Timberlake. Oh, I'm gonna finish him. Okay. Like, this is probably not what he wanted, and probably not what he would have done. So, like, what does that even mean? Like, who's this album actually by? Like, it's definitely weird when you get posthumous releases.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean,
allegedly posthumous.
For Tupac, at least. Yeah. Reminds me of that Dave Chappelle skit.
There's actually this weird rumor in Nigeria that, like, you know, there's actually, like, pictures of, like, Michael Jackson, like, catching a bus in Nigeria, and it's, like, the funniest shit ever.
Yo, Michael Jackson would definitely stand out in Nigeria.
He probably did, like, another, like, surgery or something. I don't know. Sorry. Too late. Sorry.
Not the Michael Jackson robot they replaced him with. Enough conspiracy theories. We should get back to the music.
I'm sorry.
Michael Jackson can't melt steel beams, guys.
But he can try.
Man, somebody's going to, like, sue us for defamation.
I think, Rohi, it was you that told me this, that I think Prince has, like, a bunch of, like, tracks just, like, waiting, like, at home, like, he has never released, and, like, he basically, like, if he dies, like, he would just have, like, maybe, like, 10 albums just released.
I don't know,
like,
if I told you that, but...
I'm not sure if it's you, but somebody told me something like that,
I definitely believe it. That's so believable.
If anyone would.
Prince is the kind of guy who...
Prince is the kind of guy. He's the type of guy.
All right, let's kick it with Steve Biko, Stir It Up by A Tribe Called Quest. One of the biggest Grammy snubs of all time is A Tribe Called Quest, never winning a single Grammy. But we'll come back with more dope music, so stay tuned to Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia.
Linden Boulevard, represent Zen Tribe Called Quest, represent Zen. When the mic is in my hand, I'm never hesitant. My favorite jam back in the day was Eric B for president. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC Shorty Black, there ain't no other. Trini born black like me, your long's grandmother. Tippin' shot at all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5-foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip-hop scholar, since B&D had to a duck. The height of my
Muggsy Bogues. Complexion of a hockey puck, you better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a Tribe show and watch the three kids rip, rip.
Queens is in the house, represent, represent, zent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zent. No teaming up the style, cause it gets a rev rent. A Tribe Called Quest, represent, represent, zent. Here we go. You know that I'm the rebel, throwing out the wicket like God did the devil. Funky like your grandpa's drawers, don't test me, we in like that. You're dead like Presley. Presley. When we coming through, get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a preemie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the mass. Egos are our idol, cause the music is the jazz. Venezuela on the pitch. Curveball, catch it. I think I got it locked. Just move while I latch it. Right, right. Now I must move with the quickness. Here comes Shahid, so we must bear the witness.
Represent, represent, the dog is scientific with the styles I invent. A Drop Core Quest, represent, represent. MCs like to meddle, but here's my proposition. I let my lyrics flow and jump your whole position. I'm radical with this, like the man as long as after. Tip, settle down, what's the reason for the laughter?
I really can't say, I guess I'll have to keep it crying. So much going on, people killing, people dying. But I won't dwell on that, I think I elevate my mental. Thanks for these bars on the Vico instrumental.
Yo, I'll take it back, I'm the Indian giver. MCs take notes as I stand and deliver. Percussion is a nest, these wear the vest. While they dodging bullets, what? You should be dodging quests. Don't get me wrong, violence is not a forte. I just like to rhyme, kick the lyrics, skills like Pele. Tip educator, my rhymes are strictly taboo. Fill them with some fantasies and I'll look out like
that. Okay, I am recognizing that the voice inside my head is urging me to be myself and never follow someone else, because opinions are like voices. We all have a different console. Just clean out all of your ears. These are my views and you will find that we revolutionize over the kick and the snare. The ghetto vocalist is on a statewide tier. Yeah. Soon to be the continent and then the freaking goal. There's room for it all as we mingle at the ball. We work in competition cause it doesn't make one lazy or want. We gotta work hard, you know the damn part. Try to be the fattest is the level that we strive. Try to be the fattest or so.
Stephen Biko, by A Tribe Called Quest. So yeah, now we hitting up a new track. We're gonna do Shad's Keep Shining, but before that, you know what I realized, that we haven't played a single
Canadian brother.
You know, no, we've played Eloquent, who's Canadian.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
but we haven't done a single woman. Like, we haven't, like, played a single woman's track.
Shame, man. Like, fine,
and,
shame.
And for Black History Month, we could have... I mean, I had all these lined up. I got... We got
John
recommending Erykah Badu, My People. I had Fuji's track, you know, with Lauryn Hill featuring, of course. My God, there's so many things.
We could go through all of them. I mean, we still got time. I'll count the time.
If nobody kicks us out, that is. All right, you know what? We're gonna bump up
the speed.
We're gonna put Ready or Not first.
Yeah, let's drop some Fugees.
Let's drop some Fugees.
I can listen to some Fugees right now. Who couldn't?
let's do some Fugees and then we'll do Erykah Badu, because I mean that's like, yeah, how can we miss out on Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu? All right, let's kick it. Let's do Ready or Not by the Fugees, right here on Soul Sandwich.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk, awake. Yeah. Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. Kick a rhyme, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week.
Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some cortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgy and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So while you imitating Al Capone, I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. And anywhere you go, my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies do or die. Toss me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm Cassius Clay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find you. Slowly, ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Hey, yo, nobody move.
Gonna find you and make you want me. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
You know the, you know.
Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find.
I'm a bad motherfucker and I don't mind that.
Pure dynamite.
Bye.
Good morning. Did you have a dream?
So, like, did they have, like, a feature done on them once?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They did a Tiny Desk concert on, like,
on NPR?
Yeah.
I think that's where I saw them, because I remember seeing something similar, like, a video of them, like, in the train in the subway in New York, the G yeah. train or something, and, like, that. I think that was, like, a feature about them, and they followed them, like, doing their thing on the subway.
Yeah, they're really cool. In that Tiny Desk concert, it's really interesting. Their drummer, he does a drum solo, but also just keeps the regular drum beat going at the exact same time. It's pretty impressive
stuff.
So
he's like...
he's just kind of dancing on the drum set, basically.
Because you can't see, you just saw Ola trying to imitate a drum set, but he looked like a helpless octopus, really. I don't know what he's...
There was some tongue thrown in there, too. I was like...
It's pretty that's metal, dude. Sorry, keep going, Sam. I had to explain.
Yeah, Sam is talking about Moon Hooch.
Yes.
Mood Gooch.
Moon Hooch. Yeah. Moon Hooch. They're jazz. Yeah. They're a pretty good band.
Jazz, yeah. I think we segued away from that because of, like, you know, like Bad Bad Non Good, which we were talking about. And Catronata, and I guess a bunch of other guys, MF Doom and Ghostface Killah, that have been collaborating.
We're going to have to do a part two for this.
We're definitely going to have to do a part two for this. Yeah. I mean, for sure.
Why don't we get right to Catronata then? We'll definitely try to work in some Bad Bad Not Good in the meantime. We'll be deliberating on that. But why don't you good folks out there listen to some Catronata vibes? And this song is called At All. So,
Do you want to give some, some footnote for that?
Not really, other than Catronata is apparently got shafted from the Junos or something. Like, who knows about that? Like, we were talking about that earlier.
I think his manager commented on it, and then he commented on it. I don't know exactly what he said.
Anybody know the dirty?
I can't remember exactly what he said either, but he wasn't very nice about what he said about the Junos and the committee and everything around it. But the song was like 2 years old. It just got popular this year, and then they didn't realize that until they nominated
Which song
him.
Was it in particular?
At all.
It was at all. Okay, so that's why we picked it. Yeah. Right.
I think he
want to add a footnote for that, Rohit?
It was like quote unquote out of touch, I think. I think that's the word he used for it. Like, he said the Juno comedy is out of touch.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they didn't realize that a song that was nominated this year, that they selected for a nomination, wasn't actually from this year. And they actually nominated the person, and they had to tell him that he didn't qualify this year because, you know, either way they dropped the ball.
Yeah, so. Totally. That's on them. It's like, why would you nominate a guy and then be like, oh, actually, wait, sorry, we can't nominate you because we're fucking idiots. we just forgot that it was from 2 years ago.
I think that the best thing any award show can do to counter that is, have a new category that's like best song from not this year that we're all still listening to.
That's a good way to save yourselves.
That's a great. I would
not
like
really
that category.
Sure
what it'd be for this year, but like I know, sort of like comes from, like for video games and stuff. The a lot of game sites have like, you know,
like IGN
this year's last year's game of the year or something like that. It's like Giant Bomb always has their 2015's 2014 game of the year and stuff. It's like the game that like maybe a bunch of stuff came out for the year after, or they just all decided they liked a lot enough to keep playing. You know, it's that kind of thing. Like
kind of like Destiny this year.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
nobody really cared about it before, but then,
yeah,
now it's
and
like,
then
oh,
the Taken King comes out and people are like, oh, this game actually is worth it.
Yeah,
who knew?
Interesting.
I would be down
for a category like that, or like. Or just like, because the Grammy is not even a calendar year. It's really weird. It's like the edge of 2014.
Yeah.
And then it ends at like September 2015, September 30th. It's a weird cutoff date.
And the Oscars are the same way too.
Yeah.
Like there's a weird cutoff date, and people don't only watch movies that came out that year every year. Like people go back and watch movies they like and keep watching movies they like, or they like, you know, something gets put out on Netflix and then suddenly everyone's
talking
about it. Yeah,
exactly. Distribution matters because, like, for Catronata's case, like, he wasn't being distributed by, like, Spotify.
Have any, if he doesn't have,
back
yeah.
in, like, 2012, 2013 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even 20. Yeah, it was all SoundCloud, right?
It was all SoundCloud.
And it's still, and he still uses SoundCloud. But, like, now you can find his stuff on Spotify, which
but
a lot
even
of people
everything.
Use.
Like he only, I don't think he has at all now, but he doesn't have his most recent
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, still there's a lot of stuff that's missing from it. So, I mean, distribution plays a big part in terms of discovery. And, I mean, same deal with movies, same deal with any, you know, medium and art form. Is like, only when people actually see it, that's when they discover it. Like, so I think the discovery date or whatever should reflect that. And maybe awards should keep that in mind.
I concur. I agree.
Yeah.
Cool.
I concur. So I agree, right?
Keeping that all in mind.
Yeah, cool. Just
yeah, you got
sure.
it. You got it.
I got it.
Don't doubt yourself.
Don't harm yourself either.
Let's go At All by Catronata.
Enjoy it.
Oh,
Hello, hello, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the ancestral and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. You're listening to Soul Sandwich, or you have listened to Soul Sandwich, with your host Ola and
Raw Heat DJ.
DJ Raw Heat.
Raw Heat DJ. I don't use it as a prefix. I'm cool. I suffix that DJ.
Raw Heat, comma DJ, comma MD, comma Esquire.
Oh man, but yeah, we also had some wonderful guests in the studio. We had come on guys. Let's go a little.
Let's go.
Man, it's John Woodside, you know, aka J Dubs, aka Dubs, aka, you know, Gator Walking Slim.
Gator Walking Slim? How am I supposed to follow that? That's not fair.
What are your AKAs, Sam?
People call me S'mores a lot in college.
AKA the S'mores?
Yeah.
S'mores or S'more?
S'mores.
S'mores a lot.
Yo, MC S'mores a lot, man.
That's like a pretty that. Good like one.
sure, I'll keep that.
And then the leftist brother over here, Jordy Robert David Irving, aka GRDI, aka MC Gordo, aka
Karl Marx,
yeah,
aka Ned,
the rogue left.
Yo, I'm the rap game Ned Kelly.
Jordy Sanders.
Jordy Sanders. I like that. And yeah, that was this has been an amazing show. We've played a lot of black artists. We might probably have a part two.
We're definitely gonna have a part
two. We're definitely gonna have a part two
because like this was also Grammy snubs.
Again. Yeah,
and there's a long list.
There's a long list of people that deserve.
Turns out
Grammys.
There's a long list of people who deserve Grammys and black people who make music.
Who knew, like, right? It's a weird intersection.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, and not to mention we could always do with more Canadian artists, but we're going to end today's show with an awesome local artist. Her name is Dawn Pemberton, and her song Freedom Time, I think, will cap off the show nicely. So till next time, folks, enjoy your... if you're a student, enjoy the rest of your
reading week.
Hopefully not spent doing too much reading. You get some relaxation in there.
Spring break.
Yeah. But, for everybody else, keep up the good stuff and keep on the grind. And till next time, this is Rohit and Ola. No, man, we're not doing
that. Hashtag cool pants.
More on that development next week. We'll debate hashtag cool pants. We'll definitely have a debate about
What's
the life of Pablo.
What's the debate about cool pants?
We're going to have we'll make a debate about cool pants. Okay. But the life of Pablo needs to be debated. And I want to get like a panel on this. Q did a panel on this and it wasn't. I love Shad and I love Q. Like, I respect what he's trying to do. But in their panel, they had Classified some other people involved in the Canadian hip-hop scene, but they didn't even listen to the whole album, which is what pissed me off the most. I actually have listened to the whole stream.
Are you one of those people, man?
I have a question.
I didn't,
I got pissed off at, like, when people don't listen to the whole album.
And try to make a review about it, yeah. Yeah, I do get pissed off.
Has he re-released the album yet? Because he took it down and said he was going to redo Wolves.
Yeah, that's true.
He fixed it?
Okay.
I am going to listen to that new version. Point being, everybody, the homework for next week, listen to The Life of Pablo. So that you can join in on the discussion.
You mean
it's
you
not
mean
bad.
Subscribe? You
have to get like a title account.
You can't buy it anymore.
Are you being paid and bought?
No. Just go title.
Bro,
like,
it's on Jay Z's payroll. Go to sell out.
Yeah, man.
Like,
and I'm
Hillary
still
Clinton,
in school. That says a lot about Jay Z's payroll. Anyway.
Related, it's already been pirated 500,000 times.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A couple days ago.
I love the internet, man.
Okay, we gotta finish this off because we're just digging ourselves a big old grave here. And Kanye might come after us. All right, guys, it's been a pleasure. This has been the Black History Month Grammy Snub edition of Soul Sandwich. We're going to have a part two next Wednesday at 8 p.m., so stay tuned for that. I don't know what's coming up next. Nobody's coming to the studio and kicked us out yet. So today, I'm not quite sure what's going to come at you.
It's probably going to be all ears. It's usually all ears, but they might be...
Maybe they're swinging a little bit
maybe
late
swinging
today.
A little bit late, or maybe we're just going to, maybe there's a scheduled thing going on today. I don't know.
It's also
bro.
Reading week. They might be taking the week off.
They might just be leaving it to the auto DJ god.
I mean, to the ghost mixer. You know?
Yeah, ghost yeah, mix. DJ Ghost Mix was actually, that's a pretty good name. Yeah, like all right, we're going to leave it. So stay tuned for DJ Ghost Mix.
You said we're going to leave it there.
We're going to leave it there. Now we're going to actually leave it.
All right, well, one more thing before.
I'm going to let you finish. All right.
I'm going to let you finish.
We're going to finish right now. Dom Pemberton, Freedom Time. Freedom Time. And then coming at you, stay tuned for DJ Ghost Mix here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Talking Stick Festival on February 18th to 28th treats Vancouver to a city-wide, one-of-a-kind celebration of Indigenous performance and art. Don't miss the ever-popular Open Your Hearts opening gala, which kicks off the festivities with first-class entertainment, accompanied with an array of hors d'oeuvres and a buffet dinner. Afterwards, enjoy 11 days jam-packed with the best Indigenous arts Vancouver has to offer, including Indigenous contemporary dance, musical concerts, slam poetry, a visual arts exhibition, theater, interactive family-friendly events, an Aboriginal artisan fair, an assortment of workshops, artist talks, and more. For more information, visit talkingstickfest.ca.
Want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports